Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplify Podcast. If you're looking for a quiet place where you can filter out the noise and the hustle, this is it. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Are you getting ready for the new year? At Simplified, we are too, and we want to help. From now until the end of the year, you can buy one, get one Simplified Planner free at emilylay.com. If you've ever wanted to try a weekly planner for meal planning and a daily planner for your schedule, now is your chance. Or you can buy one for yourself, gift one to a friend, and have a 2023 planning session together. Head over to emilylay.com before our BOGO sale ends on December 31st. Well, hi, friend. How are your holidays treating you? My family and I are feeling so cozy after lazy days with snack dinner and presents and lounging around in our PJs. I love this week between Christmas and New Year's, don't you? In our house, it feels like a weird bonus week. Everybody is off from school and work, and we have some extra time that we don't quite know what to do with, sort of. I know what I like to do with this week, which is something I do every single year. I start getting ready for a nice, big, fresh start. Y'all know me, one of my favorite things in the world is a fresh start. And this time of year is like the Super Bowl of all fresh starts. I believe in the power of ritual. No surprise there. I did a whole podcast episode about it back in episode 84. But I love having a ritual because it's a practice that invites you back for a visit, to come just as you are without judgment. No matter what you're doing, no matter what your schedule looks like, your ritual leads you to carve out a few minutes to move your body in a familiar flow, or say a liturgy that brings meaning to your days, or revisit a meditation or series of tasks that bring you back to your center. To me, ritual is an important touchstone that brings me back to what I value. I find that incredibly meaningful. So every year in the Simplified Sisterhood, we take a few days to pause and reflect together. We think about where we are and where we'd like to go. And that's why starting today on the podcast, we are bringing you our second annual Simplify Your New Year bonus series. Each day from now until New Year's Eve, I'm going to bring you a new podcast episode that'll help you center your mind on where you've been this year and where you'd like to go next. We are going to think about what worked, let go of what didn't, and talk about new levers you can pull so that you can reach your goals. I've got a couple of amazing guests who will be sharing their wisdom with me too, and I am so excited that you're here to listen. All right, I have a quick question for you. How do you feel about year-end wrap-ups? You should know that I absolutely love them. I want to know about the best books that hit the shelves this year, all the best new restaurants that opened, the TV shows, the songs. If a best of list comes across my feed, I will absolutely click on it. Are you the person who lives for the day your Spotify Wrapped drops into your app? Well, same. I enjoy a roundup of world events. I like seeing what happened in any given year. It's just fascinating to see everything that happened this year that you never would have predicted 365 days ago. All that to say, basically, I like to look backwards sometimes. I'm a writer, of course, I do. I like to analyze. I like to write about things that have happened so I can figure out what I really think about them and how I want to move forward. That takes time, of course. A lot of times, life feels a little too busy to step back and give it a bird's eye view. But my life and work happen to be a little slower this time of year, so I like to use this week to lean into the quiet. I take a few moments to self-reflect, to do my own Emily wrap-up, because I firmly believe that sometimes you have to look back to plan ahead. Because when you see how you got to where you are, and you're honest about what worked and what didn't, you can take a path that might get you a little closer to where you want to go next year. I am going to lead you through a series of questions I want you to ask yourself. Now, feel free to pause and grab some paper or type your responses into your notes app. Consider this episode kind of like a verbal worksheet. And don't worry, if you're in the middle of something right now, I will have all these questions on the show notes page at emilylay.com. And let me say that you don't have to listen to this episode all at once. You can listen to half today, pick it up tomorrow. You can listen to the episode more than once if you need to. Use your time however you need to this week. I give you my full permission. And as you listen, you might feel a mixture of emotions. Maybe a little nostalgia, some guilt, or even some pride as you look back on your year. Maybe anxiety, excitement, and hope as you look to the future. It's all valid here, friend. This is a safe space for you to work through some stuff. And remember, life is just messy sometimes. I'm still learning that myself, and some days are better than others, but I want to keep reminding myself that I'm allowed to keep learning. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to be a mess, and I'm proud of the person I'm becoming. Okay, few questions for you guys to think about today. Number one, what worked for you this year? I don't know about you, but so often I undercut myself. I used to call it being a perfectionist, but now I call it trying to recover from perfectionism. Sometimes I give myself anxiety. I won't even try to, but sometimes the way I talk to myself isn't very helpful. Without even thinking about it, sometimes if I'm about to try something new, I tell myself I'm not ready for it or think about how it's going to go wrong. It's like I'm trying to soften the blow of it not working before I've even tried it. But in those moments when all I do is ask if I'm ready or try to predict what's going to go wrong, what I'm actually doing is confirmation biasing my way into making that new endeavor not work. And that's not helpful. I'm going to overgeneralize here, but I think there's a lot of truth to this. As women, we are socialized to downplay ourselves. When someone tells us we look pretty today, we brush it off and confess that it's just dry shampoo. When someone says we nailed the presentation, we point to the people who helped us pull the data. I get why we do that. We don't want to be braggy and annoying. We've been taught it's not cool to talk about ourselves, especially in a glowing light. We don't point to the hard work because we're told that's just too much. Well, it's time to throw that out the window for a few minutes because I want you to bask in your accomplishments for a few seconds. I want you to think of the ways you worked hard or made a new insight or accomplished something you didn't think you could. I want you to think about what worked for you this year, about the things that brought you less stress and more joy. Did you feel like this was the year when things started to feel more balanced at home and at work? Was this the year you finally built up an emergency fund? Did you get the big promotion or nail the big project that was high on your bucket list? Did you make a new friend this year? Did you reconnect with an old one or keep your relationship strong with another? Did you start your day in a new way that fed your soul? Did you find a new habit that filled you up? Pause for a second if you need to. I'll be here when you get back. Okay, now I want you to think about why that thing worked for you so well this year. Did you put systems in place to make those things happen? Did you say no to something else so that you could say yes to this goal? Was there a tool or piece of software that helped you make it happen? Did you put in the old-fashioned grind and effort into making this thing happen in the margins? Sometimes success just happens because we're lucky. I think that's rare, though. Most of the time, success happens because you did something different. Success happens because all your hard work and preparation met a new opportunity at just the right time. So go ahead and give yourself credit where credit's due. Think about why things worked this year. I'm glad there's something you could be proud of by the end of 2022. Question two. Now we're going to think about something super fun. What did not work for you this year? When did you go out on a limb and try something new only to watch it blow up in your face? Okay, we've all done this. We've all had our fair share of trials and tribulations and maybe times we fell on our face a little bit. But tell me about what was hard for you this year. Was it something in your personal life? Something at work? Something everywhere? Now, let me ask you another question. What did you learn from each of those hard things? I know, it's difficult to go there and spend time in the moments that brought us or still bring us a bit of pain. But maybe think about it the way a scientist would. Stand back for a minute if you can. Maybe don't get super close to the situation. Picture yourself walking outside of the room where your situation lives and close the door. Watch it through a glass window. You're not completely attached to it. You're just observing it. Now think about how you handled that situation in the moment. Is there something you can point to and say, I'm really proud of the way I moved through this hard thing? Is there something you can look at and say, next time I wonder if I could do that a little bit differently? Pause for a second and think about it if you need to. Listen, sometimes life is hard because something in our life needs to change. A new season demands that you stretch. It demands that you do something different. It's like when you need to go up a pant size. You have done nothing wrong. You just need new pants. The way you're doing life doesn't fit you anymore, and you need to try something different. So give yourself the gift of grace in this moment. You're going to fall on your face a few times. We all are. That's okay. Just get back up and keep on going, even if it's on a new path or in a different direction. Next, I'm going to ask you a few smaller but still important questions. One or two of these might really strike you. And if that's the case, then it's time to pause this podcast and think about them for a minute or two. See what comes up for you. What surprised you this year? Who inspired you this year? Did you follow someone new on social media? Why do you enjoy keeping up with that person? Is there someone you've looked up to in the past? Why did you look up to that person? How have you been able to emulate the kind of person they are? Is there an iteration of yourself in years past that you'd like to get back? Is there a girl you'd like to be again? Why? What made your year in 2022? Think about everything big and little that brought you joy this year and write it down. This will give you something fun to look back on and remember in future years. Okay, folks, that is plenty of food for thought today. Don't forget, sometimes in order to figure out the best way to get where we're going, it helps to think about what's worked in the past and what hasn't. I hope wherever you are today, you remember to pick yourself up if you've made some mistakes, because it's worth it to try again. You never know where your path may lead this coming year. As we close out this episode, I would like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back to our days. As you get ready for a brand new year, I wish you moments of quiet and calm so you can have space to think. I wish you joy in abundance as you remember the moments that made you laugh in surprise. I wish you courage and comfort as you face the things that brought you pain. And above all, I wish you hope as you embark on another year with plenty of love to wrap yourself in along the way. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here's your task for today. If you take away anything from today's episode, I hope you take a few minutes to write down what made your year. You don't have to do anything fancy. Your list doesn't have to be 100 items or anything, but I want you to think about the little things that surprised you. The moments with your people you'll cherish the most, and something you did that you're proud of. There's so much joy we can find if we take the time to see it. That's what I want for you more than anything else, a year where you're looking for joy. Because I guarantee if you seek it, you'll find it. Thanks for listening to the Simplify Podcast. I hope today's episode gave you a few ways to think about how you got to where you are so you can figure out a better way to move forward. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products that'll help you stay organized in the year ahead. And if you love the podcast, I think you'd love my new book, Sure as the Sunrise, 100 Morning Meditations on God's Mercy and Delight. It's now available at your favorite book retailer. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for subscribing and reviewing. You are the best community I could ever ask for. Till next time, thanks for listening. Bye.